Let's talk about progress. Here at AFBG, we're all about embracing progress, big or small. We celebrate those little victories because they are just as important, especially on our journey to financial well-being. Like setting aside savings each month, but still leaving room for that perfume you've been dying to have. Because here, we believe in treating ourselves, okay? And Chime is here to make that journey even smoother. My favorite feature Chime offers is Spot Me. It's fee-free overdraft up to $200. And you even get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. And let me tell y'all, it's like Christmas when that check hits early, baby. So say goodbye to those stressful overdraft experiences and hello to a financial institution that truly cares about your well-being. With Chime, you'll join millions of members working towards financial progress. Plus, there are no monthly fees or maintenance fees, and you get access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. Y'all, it's time to take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your Chime account in minutes at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime feels like progress. Are you ready to take charge of your wellness journey? Introducing Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, the ultimate 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection. Made by a woman-owned wellness brand, Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your path to well-being, offering personalized, one-on-one support. EQ's Microbiome Defense is not just any probiotic supplement. It's carefully crafted with probiotics studied specifically for women's health, supporting digestion, immunity, and even skin health. Plus, with consistent use, you'll notice improved energy, mood, and radiant skin. I'm most excited about overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut, and EQ's Microbiome Defense makes it easy. Are you ready to experience the benefits firsthand? Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. You may have heard the phrase emotional baggage and wondered what exactly it means, even though society and culture gives us the gist of it. In a nutshell, emotional baggage is essentially unprocessed emotional issues, traumas, and stressors that linger in our minds and have a very profound influence on our present relationships and experiences, or past negative experiences that deeply affect our present. Now, the idiom emotional baggage can very easily be stigmatized and have a negative connotation, especially in romantic relationships. But today, I'm just here to say, sis, let's lighten the load where we can, okay? Throw away emotional baggage that is unnecessarily weighing you down. Throw it to the curb. So let's briefly unpack our emotional suitcases and leave behind what no longer serves us. What is up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another Pep Talk Wednesday. I'm Tyra the Creative, your host and virtual cheerleader for the day, delivering a midweek pick-me-up that you have been craving. So get ready for some encouraging words and a dose of inspiration to brighten your day and hopefully the rest of your week. Ready? Okay. So let me make this a little bit more scientific. According to Doctor of Psychology Sabrina Romanoff, I hope I'm saying her name properly, emotional baggage is, like I said earlier, unprocessed trauma that we carry with us. This baggage can manifest in a lot of different ways. It can affect our trust, cause fear and paranoia, and breed feelings of anger, frustration, guilt, and regret. Carrying around this baggage can weigh us down, holding us back from living our lives to the fullest and experiencing true emotional freedom. Now, I'm gonna be the first one to say, I have my own list of trauma, specifically childhood trauma, that y'all know I'm working through. And I want you guys to understand, the word trauma simply means an event you experience that you perceive as physically or psychologically threatening. It's based on how you perceive it in your life and no one else's perspective. And sometimes we hold on to things just because we want validation of that thing. We can subconsciously begin to think, if I forget about this, it'll diminish my experience, or my experience will not matter. And that's simply not true, y'all. Or we'll say things like, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. And it keeps that traumatic experience at the forefront of our mind. But we don't need to do that about every little thing. And I shouldn't have said little, but we don't need to do that about everything. And holding on to our traumas can sneak up on us. Like we said, it can show up as regret. Ooh, I regret ever talking to that boy, or even anger or frustration. It makes me so mad every time somebody brings up this person, or even holding a grudge. I can't believe they did that to me. I'll never forgive them for what they've done. Every time we hear their name mentioned, we feel a surge of anger or resentment, replaying the incident in our mind like a broken record. But specifically, harboring a grudge only keeps you tethered to that moment, tethered to the past, preventing you from experiencing true freedom and healing. Now, your experience is valid, even if you decide to let go of that emotional baggage. This is tough. Trust me, y'all, I know. And for the longest time, I had so much resentment towards somebody that I was in a relationship with a long time ago. And that's a story for another day. But I realized that it was not serving me to hold on to that feeling. He moved on with his life and is happy, or seemingly happy from what I see on, you know, social media, blah, blah, blah. And look at me sitting here pissed off at something that happened literal eons ago, right? Now, what I'm not saying is that you should quickly try to forget or pretend that you've gotten over something traumatic or disturbing that has happened to you. What I am saying is take inventory of what you are holding on to. For me, holding on to that resentment from a relationship that's been over for 10 years serves no purpose. At this point, for me, it's just hot air inside of me, and I don't need that. And it leaks over into the relationships that I'm trying to have today. So, are there some emotions, experiences, and situations that you are holding on to in a negative way? The only person that can answer that is you. Growing up, Black voices in media, though hard to come by, were my compass. Here at AFBG, Black representation is the very heartbeat of what we do. Representation isn't just about visibility. It's about carving out a space where Black stories can thrive and resonate. From pioneers like Oprah Winfrey breaking barriers on TV to amazing women like Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, who showed me that Black girls can command the screen. These Black faces and voices have been a guiding light in my life, not only by entertaining me, but also educating me and empowering me. And now, NPR brings you the next generation of influential Black voices in their new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, each told from a unique Black perspective that is as nuanced as the Black experience itself. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I recently listened to the episode titled For Black Men, Barriers to Mental Health Care Can Be Complex, and I love how the hosts seem to create a safe space for discussing these complex barriers Black men face when accessing mental health care. It was very refreshing to hear the classic NPR vibe, but with a soulful twist. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in America's story, but now they are the story. Because stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share something truly special with y'all. Have you ever thought about turning your mom's or mother figure's life stories into a beautiful book? Well, now you can with MyLifeInABook.com. Okay, so here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com sends your mom or your loved one a question via email, and they can either type their responses or record their voice. They compile all of their answers into a stunning keepsake book, preserving their stories for eternity. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know that I recently lost my great-grandma, Willie Mae, and I would have loved to have a keepsake like this to keep her life's journey alive. I recently gifted Life in a Book to my grandma, her daughter, and I can't wait to experience her life through her memories, her words about her adventures and challenges she faced through her life. Plus, Life in a Book is incredibly easy to use, so I have full confidence that my mama can navigate it on her own. Ooh, and y'all, my favorite part is that they can even create an audiobook using her voice recording, so I'm super excited about that. So this Mother's Day, or as a Just Because gift, give a special loved one the gift of their own life story. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or your loved one this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 10% off today. Trust me, y'all, this is a gift that you all will treasure forever. Fun fact about me, I'm not a big drinker. And the older I get, the more I look for new ways to relax. If you're like me, consider Recess Mood, a healthier alternative to alcohol. Y'all already know self-care is essential here, and we are being more intentional with the things we put into our bodies. Recess Mood is a magnesium and adaptogen-infused sparkling water with real fruit goodness, only 20 calories and no added sugar. It enhances your mood and helps balance stress for that calm, cool, and collected feeling. And don't even get me started on the flavors, y'all. Strawberry rose, raspberry lemon, grapefruit tangerine. They are all very good, but right now the raspberry lemon is my absolute fave. So you deserve a healthier way to unwind, and Recess Mood is offering you 15% off. So head to takearecess.com/affirmations and treat yourself to a more relaxed, guilt-free you. And you can also find the link down in the show notes below. Letting go of excess emotional baggage starts with awareness and intention, first and foremost. Take a moment to reflect on the emotional baggage that you're carrying and how it's impacting your life. Then commit to letting it go. This can take hours, days, weeks, months, years. I'm not here to put a time limit on your healing and freedom, and you shouldn't do that to yourself either. But letting go can look a lot of different ways. It can look like forgiveness, self-compassion, allowing yourself to have new experiences in life, laughter, tears, hugs, dancing, eating good food, meditation, prayer, therapy, spending time with people you love, and ultimately beginning to feel a sense of freedom, emotional freedom and liberation that comes with releasing the burdens of your past. Now, Psalms 55 and 22 says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." So we should do just that, y'all. When I'm feeling heavy, it's like really heavy, especially in my morning prayers, my morning or nightly prayers, I like to say, "God, I cast all my burdens onto you. I lay my burdens at your feet, Lord God. I hope that you get me through another day. I pray that you get me through another day." And I say this because God is there to carry all of your burdens and give you the strength you need to get you through today. And he does that for us every day. Amen. Now, as you guys know, every Pep Talk Wednesday episode has a challenge. So your challenge for today, y'all, is to identify one piece of emotional baggage that you're ready to release and begin taking steps towards letting it go. Maybe you were listening to this episode and you're like, "Oh yeah, that, yep, that's that emotional baggage. Oop, yep, that's that trauma. Oop, yep, that's that grudge that I've been holding on to." Begin to take steps to towards letting it go, whether it's writing a letter of forgiveness, practicing self-care, praying, meditating, or even seeking therapy. This week, or for the rest of this week, because it's already Wednesday, this week I want you to commit to taking action towards throwing that baggage to the curb. And if you're sitting here like, okay, Tyra, I'm having a tough time pinpointing something, but I know I have something that I should let go of, but I can't put my finger on it. Here are three questions that should give you a nudge in that direction. Question number one, and I'll also put these in the show notes down below for you guys. Question number one, are there any beliefs or thought patterns that consistently hold you back or undermine your confidence? Where do these beliefs originate? Number two, are there certain topics or activities that you actively avoid or feel uncomfortable engaging with? What emotions or memories are associated with these avoidance behaviors? And number three, are there any specific events or relationships from your past that still evoke strong emotions when you think about them? I think number three is a very, very good question. Take some time to reflect on these questions, maybe journal on it for a little bit, and then continue on with the challenge. Letting go doesn't mean excusing their behavior. Letting go doesn't invalidate your experience or your feelings. Letting go means choosing our own well-being over carrying the weight of bitterness, resentment, or any other heavy emotion that is not serving us. Y'all, it's time to pack light. Your past experiences and emotions you carry do not define who you are. You have the power to release what no longer serves you and create a future filled with joy, peace, and authenticity. Boldly releasing the burdens of your past makes space for new beginnings, growth, and limitless possibilities. It's like shedding an old skin or shaving off those extra 5 pounds from your overweight suitcase at the airport. Amen. So embrace the freedom that comes with letting go and step boldly into the life you deserve, a life filled with love, fulfillment, and inner peace. You are worthy of happiness, and it all begins with the courageous choice to lighten your load. That is all that I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this Pep Talk Wednesday episode. If you are not already, please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a rating and a review, and make sure you follow us on all of our social media at Affirmations for Black Girls. Thank you guys again for listening, and I will see you again next week. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.